They're the ones that make it happen. Do you know that there are 100 people that are actively involved in serving here? Sometimes we look around and go, is there anybody? It's 100. We counted them. Okay? It's 100. Serving in some capacity here. So, I mean, sometimes people say, well, you know, it's the 80-20 thing. That's not that true. It's not true here. It's not true. 100 people are actively involved in serving around here. So I'm grateful for that, aren't you? That's a really healthy sign, really, really healthy sign. So we're here. We're ready to go. I'm going to declare this meeting open. And then what I'm going to do is it is not appropriate for me to chair this meeting. So I am going to step aside. And I've already arranged that Melissa, one of our deacons, is going to come. And she is going to chair this meeting. And I'm going to ask you to open us in prayer. And I'm declaring this officially open. I'm stepping away, and she'll have the chair, and then we'll go from there. Okay, Melissa.
Lord, thank you. Thank you for the members here at Seaport Community Church. Thank you for the people who are invested in this place. Thank you for our pastors and our leadership. We just ask today that you would guide our conversation, Lord. I pray for spirit of unity and peace to be among us. I pray that we would speak with wisdom and with love. In your name, amen. Amen. Right now, I want to bring Ed Deline up. Ed's going to present some more of the legacy plan that we've talked about for a while at our members' meetings. And Ed's going to give us an update on this.
Thank you, Melissa. So I got some slides here behind me. And if you guys remember back in March of 2021, I just want to recap a little bit about what we've done over the last year. As part of the deacon board, we had discussions for a number of years, and we brought the initial plan to the members back in the general meeting that we had in March of 2021, and we presented this picture of where we were going to be going, and that's taken about 4 to 4.5 acres of land and actually gifting that land over to Pastor Brad and Debbie for 33 years of service to this church. And we went through that meeting, and we got the go-ahead from the people in our general meeting. We had the members agree that we could proceed, and what we were agreed on is that we would continue to work with a surveying company and to be able to spend the necessary efforts. And we had estimated at that time around $5,000. And he would go out and start surveying the land. They'd have to do test hole digs to make sure that the water and everything else was tested and accurate. And then be able to get this land drawn up and everything. So we did that, and we completed that part of it. The actual cost, I think, for doing that came just a little over $6,000. Because what happened was there was some equipment necessary to get into the land to do the test holes for the water, and then we waited a while for the state to come through and approve the water, and everything came out clear through to dig wells and stuff later like that later on if we're going to divide that land up. And whatever Pastor Brad and Pastor Debbie want to do with it, that's the purpose of what we agreed in that meeting. So the present formal plan for membership, we voted to proceed with that at that time, and that has been completed. And since then, the survey company has completed laying out 3 building lots. They did the test holes for each of the lots. The deep well samples were tested by the state of Connecticut, and they passed. The surveying company has communicated. So Pete Gardner, which is our surveyor, has already had connections for the 25 years that he's been here in Groton. He knows the people at the city council. He knows a lot of ins and outs with the people that are in that has to approve this process. So we were very fortunate that God led us to a surveyor that has that kind of input into the city of Groton. The next thing I want everybody here to pray for is that he could be utilized to get us a sign out here at the end of the road. We've been praying for a sign for so long. So what we've done is at that point, we've completed, and he's already done the verbal discussions with the city. So when it comes time for us to have this vote of where we're at here today, and based on how we proceed with this today, later on, he'd be an integral part for us to go get the application and help us to get this thing finally approved with the town. But we can't proceed to that until we have the members agree to it. So the Board of Deacons steps to move forward. The board will move to get an official assessment of the present-day land costs for both properties, the remaining property owned by Seaport, and the legacy gift property to go to Pastor Brad and Debbie Whipple. The mortgage company will review the remaining total estimate for building and land and confirm updates for the documentation is the only action that needs to be performed. So Matt actually contacted the mortgage company. He sent them the drawings. They reviewed it, and by taking this piece of the chunk, it has no effect on the overall mortgage or having us to go back and do a remortgage or a refinance because we took a reduced amount on the land. The land and what has grown for the value of this piece of property with the 20-plus acres left, I mean, this is 25 acres we have. So if you take 4 acres, 4.5 acres, you got 20 acres plus 1/2 acre left for Seaport Community Church. There's still a lot of land out here, and we just got to consider, too, that the amount of land that we did get a while back was a real gift from God because the value of that land, Pastor Brad, was how much, really, $165,000 or so?
125 acres.
That's crazy. And you look at what... And you talk about a vision. So I just want to stop right now and just pray. God told me to do this. I'm going to just pray that the vision for this church membership would increase. God's done so much that we need to be thankful for. There's so much that he's done to bring us to where we're at. Yes, we've gone through a lot of strain, a lot of struggles along the way, but it's just like we heard from the message today. I pray that a vision in all of us would get to a higher, that we don't look at the past. We don't look at what we've done in the past. I'm praying for a vision that we can get to a whole higher level to what God wants to do for this church in this area. And I just pray that the membership here would rise up and to be able to see that you plant the vision in each and every single one of us. It's not a motivational thing that we do with our hands or a speech that's going to do it. We're asking you, Lord, that you would move into our lives and you would give us the dreams, give us, expand our mind, expand the visions that we have. That is a God-given increase that brings unity across this body. And I pray that as we continue to move forward, as we look forward to what you're already doing things in the background for us, for this church in Groton and New London counties. And we're asking you for a great work to come out of this place, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So the mortgage company came back, and we have it in writing, came back from the mortgage company that there's not going to be any change. So what we're going to do here is not going to have an effect on our overall mortgage payments and everything else that had been recently refinanced a year ago. So there's no change to that. So what are our steps going forward? So with these steps confirmed, we're going to have a special meeting today. And this is what we're here, and I'm just thankful that we have a quorum here today so we can move forward with this plan to present to Pastor Brad and Debbie for their gift for the 33 years that they've served this church. And I'll just tell you from a personal thing, from what Julie and I have gone through with Cameron, and we've been in this church from 93, and we've gone because we had to leave to Santa Fe. We went to China, came back. But, yeah, I take a lot of flights, but I know that Julie is set with a support group that we have with this church that beats nothing else that you can see anywhere else in the country if we moved. So we decided to stay here, and I do what it takes. But I just thank Pastor Brad for the way he challenges me personally. And you look at this fleeting moment in time that we have set. If we're here for 90 years, you know, that God blesses you for 90 years, that's nothing. That's a flash in the pan for where we're going to in eternity. And he's given his whole life to prepare us for eternity. So that's a great thing. And that's something that we have to be thankful for every day and just pray for Pastor Brad and Debbie continuously because they're preparing us for eternity. Thank you. Yeah, so one of the things I asked based on what I was saying, I would love to be the first one to make a motion that we could proceed forward with this plan to donate this land in its entirety to Pastor Brad and Pastor Debbie with no strings attached, no timing on anything. They can do whatever they want to do with this land and have God direct them and bless them with it. And it would be a blessing for this church, too, is that I just making that my motion.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that I get the language of this proper and succinct. So the motion is to donate or transfer the ownership of this 4+ acres to Pastor Brad and Debbie Whipple as a gift for their years of ministry in establishing and leading this church. This motion has been made. Do we have a second? We have a second. Do we have any questions or comments, conversation? If so, please come to the microphone. Ed, please stay up here in case we need you to answer anything.
I think it's a great thing to do. Let's make sure we've considered the tax implications. And are there tax implications for Pastor Brad specifically?
Depending on when the property is transferred, there would be. Once the property's in their name, they would have to pay the taxes on it.
Well, I mean, the value of the gift.
The value of the gift.
Is that treated as income?
I don't know. Matt, do you have a...
Yeah, you may have. You just want to make sure it's covered.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
That would be something that would be due this year, perhaps in a situation before you could sell a portion to cover the taxes.
Hmm. Yeah, so we have talked about that at length. Thank you for the question, Dave. And the motion that we're approving today is to do it at some point in the future. So this is not as, like the plan is not to this month or next
right.
month transfer the ownership to Pastor Brad and Debbie. It would be to earmark it for them to take possession of it at some point in the future when it makes sense for them from a tax implication. Yeah, so that's something that does not have to be decided before we as a membership make this decision, but we would work with Pastor Brad to determine when the best time is to do that.
Thanks, Matt. Any other questions? Doug?
I guess depending what he wants to do with it, I mean, I'd say, you know, I'm happy to help clear out some land or anything like that.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, that's good. Any other questions pertaining to this motion? No? Then I think we're ready to have a vote. All in favor with a raise of hands? Looks like we have a unanimous vote. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Melissa. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it very much. And thank you, Board of Deacons, and for the vision of this, and thank you, membership, for your generosity. I'm going to close us, but let me just, a couple of things. Number one is, this does not mean that we are leaving as your pastors. I'll be candid with you. I have wanted to, not because I don't like you, but because I just felt like maybe you deserve something better. But the Lord said, yeah, that's not happening. So you're stuck with me for a while. So however long that is. So I just want that to be clear that we have no plans to leave and go somewhere or retire or anything of the sort. But I will assure you this, that when the Lord tells us it's time to go, we will go because that'll be best for us and best for you. Amen. And that's the way it is. One last thing I want to say to you is that, Your gracious act of generosity today as a people and as a membership will be visited upon you. God does, you say, well, I was a member and this is what we do. No, your generosity will release greater blessing into your life personally and as a church because you honored the leadership that God chose to put here all these years. And, because you've done that, that generosity will be visited upon you. And I don't say that for any other reason than it's true. And God is stirring my heart about some things, and I've got to pray them through, but they're amazing things for the future of Seaport. And why don't you stand with me as we close? And I'm going to pray for the release of blessing upon this church, and I'm going to say on behalf of Debbie and myself, thank you so very much for your kindness and your generosity to us. It occurred to me that we have spent literally half our lives here. Literally half our 33 years. We're both, well, I'll just say I'm going to be 66 this year. I won't see how long she's going to be. But we spent half our lives here, and it's a privilege that God has given to us to invest all this life here. So it's an honor. It's a privilege. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this group of people that you have given to us. They are exactly what I said about the people that rallied around Gideon. They said, we'll come. We'll fight with you. We'll stand with you. And they haven't run off. They could have run off along the way, but they did not run off. They stood. And we have seen great victories here, and we'll continue to see even greater victories. And I pray that, God, that you would just release generosity and blessing. You already have in so many ways. But, God, I'm asking you that because of their faith and their generosity today, that, God, that you would honor that, God, as a membership, as a church, and in families and individuals, God, may there be testimonies of your generosity that flows into them because of what they've done today. Give us wisdom as we move forward on this, at whatever the timing is. Be glorified, God, in every way. Thank you for all that you're doing and the amazing future that this church has. You all know, right? Let me just say this as I close. You all know. The Lord spoke to me clearly, and he said, my plan is for Seaport Community Church to be 1,200 in attendance. I'm like, whoa, okay. And I'm just kind of like Gideon. I don't know how that's going to happen. But that's God's problem. Bless us now as we go, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for coming. Thanks for hanging out. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful Sunday.